wrestle to understand truth. There's a big world out there, and everyone's on their own personal journey, seeking their own truth. Sometimes we take things too personal. Journalists should strive to be accurate and fair, honest and courageous, gathering information for everyone to make good decisions for themselves, friends, and family. Most people are of the opinion that we have been lied to for much too long, and that the sources we've listened to for so many years have been manipulated. Simply put, we are living in a Truman Show. Our mission is to look for truth and expose the lies. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Christopher Key Show.
Of the Christopher Key Show in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. They're taking the children, they're taking grandma, they're taking grandpa, they're killing the veterans. They're poisoning all of us in the water, the food, the supplements, the air. They're poisoning everything. Twice on Sunday, which should be Saturday because Saturday's real Sabbath, but we won't go into that today. But anyway, at KNN.world, we want to provide, again, both sides to every story. Both sides to every story, then let you decide the truth. We're not the talking parrots from CNN or NBC or ABC or Fox. We're not the prostitutes from the television. We're KNN.world, Key News Network. And again, we want all the stories. My direct cell number is 561-329-8434. If somebody's done an injustice to you, we want you to reach out to me and my team. And if your story validates itself, we would love to put you on air. And anybody that can call you out, they're welcome to come on and challenge that, okay? This is the real news, okay, that is fair and balanced, okay? The fourth branch of the government is supposed to be the news, but the news has been bought out by big pharma, big ag, big government. They're tyrannical, they're satanic, they're Lucifer, and they have an agenda, and their agenda is to terminate you. And you don't want to believe that because, again, you've been brainwashed since the day you were born. When you became a ward of state, when you took on your birth certificate, when you came down the canal that was your mother's vagina. This is so evil, and it's time you people wake up. And that's what we're going to do here at KNN.world. We're going to give you the truth, because the truth, I believe, shall make you free. And again, do not believe anything I tell you today. Zero, nada, zilch. You do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. And I promise you, if you do that, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will show you the truth. The truth shall make you free. My whole thing with this show is you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And they're poisoning your temple. They're poisoning your mind. They're poisoning you with the water, the food, the supplements, the herbs, the frequencies. The frequencies all around you right now, you can't see them, but they are programming your mind. And we had the man on that went through the whole thing about implants. Okay, they don't have to cut you open and put an implant like they were doing in the prisons, like they were doing at the old folks' home. They can now, with a little needle, the pin of a needle, they can inject millions upon millions of nanobots into your temple to then take over the temple, to make you hear voices, to control your anatomy. This is not a conspiracy. This is factual. Go back and watch the episode we did about the nanobots. Okay? You can go to our Rumble channel. You can go to our X channel. You can go to our Facebook channel. The best thing to do is go to KNN.world. KNN.world. KeyNewsNetwork.world. That's where you'll find everything that we put out there. We've been taking off all platforms, backwards, forwards, and sideways. We continue to get throttled down, and that's why I need your help. I need your help today to take the information you've learned and you share it with one person. One will turn to two. Two will turn to four. Before you know it, 6.5 billion people around the world, because there's not 8 billion around the world anymore. They've already killed off over a billion. And it's time you guys wake up, or Waco. Waco, Texas, April 19th, the United States government massacred 86 men, women, and 28 children they burnt to death. And for some reason, you think they love you. You think they want to keep you safe. You think they're giving you a free vaccine because they love you. They so love you. They want to take care of you. They've got all these alphabet soup organizations like the CIA, the FDA, the FBI, DHS, CPS. They want to protect your children. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. No, they don't. You'll hear the rest of the story when we come back after these commercial breaks.
Christopher Key here with the Christopher Key Show. This product right here called Masterpiece, I believe it's a miracle. This product right here is why I believe Dr. Robert Young is in prison right now. This product right here is like nothing I've ever seen. I've looked over the randomized double-blind placebo studies. I've looked over study after study after study. And if you have myocarditis, if you've had a stroke, a heart attack, if you've got taken the vaccine, if you've got the bioweapon inside your temple, if you have the nanobots, the nanoparticles, if you have the mercury, the aluminum, I believe, and it's my personal opinion, that this product right here, Masterpiece, is a miracle. This product is like nothing I've ever seen. If you go to my website, crisiskey.life, crisiskey.life, if you hit shop, you go down there and you find the Masterpiece and you want this product to detoxify your temple. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. Masterpiece is a miracle. Love you. God bless.
Support the show by shopping the products on our website at christiskey.life. B3 Sciences, the best BFR bands. Optimize your health, wellness, and fitness in just 10 minutes a day. B3 bands are a new technology in exercise that allows everyone to exercise in one half the time. This includes home and gym exercise, rehab, strength training, and performance training. B3 bands are the product of 40 plus years of research, ingenuity, experience, and over 1 million real life exercise sessions. Based on a scientific discovery in exercise, BFFR, blood flow resistance, uses the body's natural systems in combination with light exercise to produce results that will change the way you exercise forever. Richardson Nutritional Center. Find natural health supplements to improve your wellness. Richardson Nutritional Center is the dedicated provider of high-quality natural health supplements and products. Our mission is to promote wellness and healthy living through the use of safe and effective dietary supplements that support the body's natural healing processes. We take great pride in sourcing only the most trusted and reputable manufacturers in the industry, ensuring that our customers receive the best quality products available. With a wide selection of supplements formulated to meet specific health needs, we are committed to providing our customers with the highest quality products. Whether you are searching for vitamin supplements or therapeutic seeds, you can rely on Richardson Nutritional Center to deliver safe and effective solutions for optimal health and wellness. Cardio Miracle, the finest heart and health supplement in the world, 60-day risk-free. Try Cardio Miracle for 60 days, and if you don't feel better or see a difference, we will give you your money back. It's a happiness guarantee that is unconditional. If you take Cardio Miracle faithfully, 2 servings, 4 scoops a day, and you don't like the results, we will refund your purchase. Shipping excluded. As the founder and the manufacturer and distributor of Cardio Miracle, John Hewlett has dedicated his life to sharing the nitric oxide discovery and the Cardio Miracle formulation with those who are serious about health. He enthusiastically shares the news about the ability of nitric oxide in the arteries, veins, and capillaries to support better cardiovascular and overall health. His Cardio Miracle formulation produces more nitric oxide in the body, produces it faster, and sustains it longer. John considers this his life's calling and mission, to help people take charge of their health and enjoy life to the fullest.
Did you know that the older we get, the less IGF is produced by our bodies naturally? It's true. When you're born, you've got tons of it. And that's why you feel great in your 20s. The great news is you can replenish it. Just like multivitamins that you take every day, you can supplement the natural IGF levels in your body. You can do that with clinically proven IGF-1 Plus from Neutronics Labs. This is the stuff that helps you regain IGF-1 and feel great. You spray it in your mouth a couple of times a day and boom. Lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, more restful sleep, positive energy gain, crystal clear thinking, all of these things. There's a reason why athletes and celebrities like Mario Lopez and Frank Stallone are big fans of this product. These are benefits from the proper levels of IGF in your system. Go do the research on your own. And by the way, when you put the product on auto ship, and you should, it's not a lifetime contract. You can cancel any time, but you should try this stuff for about 3 months to really see the positive gains.
Find these and much, much more and support this show. Go to christiskey.life now and thank you in advance.
When we started making the sequel to The Fall of the Cabal, upon writing the script, it all fitted in 17 episodes. But the more we studied, the more we discovered. And as time went by, the world changed before our very eyes. a pandemic, lockdowns, a new normal reshape societies and the world at large. The old divide and conquer strategy of the Cabal and the rollout of the Protocols of Zion had sped up several notches, making George Orwell's 1984 look pale in comparison to our modern-day world. There's no way all of this will fit in 17 parts. Not with these current developments. How many more episodes will we create? We have absolutely no idea at this point. Let's just keep moving and see where things will lead us, shall we? We'll stick to our motto, no time to waste. Let's continue with number one in our depopulation countdown, vaccinations. Remember from part 14, this one very important sentence regarding the so-called Spanish flu pandemic? Only the vaccinated died. This utterly shocking outcome of this vaccination trial, financed and executed by the Rockefeller Foundation, was the beginning of a massive depopulation program that, one century later, would become the ultimately perfected weapon to kill off millions of people. There is so much to say about this topic, but we'll try to keep it short. We'll give you 9 did you knows, things we think you should know when it comes to vaccines. Please do your own research and check everything we present to you, okay? Here we go. Did you know that most diseases had already disappeared due to better hygiene when the various vaccination programs started? Did you know that babies in the US get 26 injections, 5 at a time, against 14 different diseases? Before they've reached the age of 18, they receive 14 more jabs, COVID not included. And did you know that of all those vaccination cocktails, no studies were ever performed by the medical establishment on their possible side effects? Not one? Did you know that the number of people with autism grows exponentially each year? It is estimated that this year more children will be diagnosed with autism than with AIDS, cancer, and diabetes combined. It affects 1 in 54 children. The medical establishment strongly rejects a possible connection between autism and vaccinations. But how on earth can you wipe away a case like this?
Every day in our life was a party. Every single day they were holding hands and smiling and laughing and looking at each other, engaging in each other. On June 25th, 2007, we brought him in for the pneumococcal shot.
So just that shot?
One shot. We went in at 10 a.m. for the shot. By noon, Claire shut completely off. It was as if she was blind and deaf and complete failure to thrive, from super, super happy, smiley girl to, this is a picture of her. She had full-blown eye contact. She was super lovely. And she shut right down. And all she did at that moment was stare at the ceiling fan. So that was at noon. We had the shot at 10 a.m. 2 o'clock, we watched Richie shut off. All the giggles, all the smiles, it, again, failure to thrive. They lost all their reflexes. They stopped blinking, stopped yawning, stopped coughing, stopped sneezing. So that was 2 o'clock. We watched Richie shut down, and I couldn't breathe. But the, here we go. The worst is when we saw the final one shut down. Robbie looked like he was hit by a bus. Robbie, from that moment on, had a stunned look on his face. He lost his happiness. This is a first first year pitcher? First birthday.
3 months after the shot.
3 months after the shot. They were no longer engaged in anything or anyone. They lost their smiles. They just were in their own little separate worlds. They never held hands again. They never looked at each other again. Vaccine injury is real. We were told it was genetic. And then we were told by geneticists that there's no possible way three children were shut off on the same day. That was absolutely statistically impossible, especially being two boys and one girl. So we were also told we could not sue anyone. We were told we signed for that shot. No doctors could be sued. No vaccine manufacturers could be sued. So we had severe autism spectrum disorder for all three kids entering kindergarten.
What happened is we woke up one morning and we had three happy, healthy 9-month-old children. By that evening, you know, we took them for a vaccination. By that evening, they were autistic. What we said to our pediatrician is, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to do any more vaccinations until we know what happened here. What they said is, if you don't continue to do exactly what you did the day your children turned autistic, we're going to fire you from our practice. So
they broke up with us.
They broke up.
They sent us a lovely letter saying we were no longer welcome at their practice because we weren't going to continue well baby checks.
And that is the one decision that we'll never regret.
Mm-hmm. They can argue with families that your child, because it might be a single child, was genetic. They can try and put that back on the family and say somehow your genes are weak. But with us having two boys and one girl, they lose the argument with us, hands down. So we are the living proof that they're all lying.
Did you know that there is no autism amongst the Amish communities? Their vaccination rates are very low to non-existent. Coincidence? Dr. Frank Noonan, who has been treating Amish children for over 25 years, once said, "You'll find all the other stuff, but we don't find autism. We're right in the heart of Amish country and seeing none, and that's just the way it is." Dr. Dan Olmsted confirmed Noonan's findings. He called this phenomenon the Amish anomaly. Did you know that the American government has paid $4.5 billion as financial compensation as a result of vaccinations gone wrong? Mind you, not the vaccine producers had to pay for the damage caused. They made sure they are above the law with their non-liability disclosures. The American government paid, meaning the American taxpayer. Did you know that the exact same playbook was rolled out in 2009 for the swine flu pandemic and the COVID-19 pandemic in 2019? Everything was ready back in 2009, from face masks and quarantine to vaccinations. However, Wolfgang Wodarg, chairman of the health committee in the German parliament and the European Council, spoke up. He showed the world that the big pharma vaccine producers had intentionally spread fear and panic about a relatively mild disease. According to Dr. Wodarg, they had tempted the WHO into defining the swine flu as a pandemic. He branded the H1N1 outbreak as one of the greatest medical scandals of the century. He said, "We have had a mild flu and a false pandemic." What does that remind you of? Is this why the COVID pandemic was necessary? Because Dr. Wodarg disrupted their narrative? You might ask yourself, where was Dr. Wodarg in the COVID crisis? Oh, he was there all right. He spoke up time and again, as we have shown you in our COVID documentary. But this time, the cabal was better prepared and used their propaganda machine, the mainstream media, to the fullest. The people were brainwashed into believing the narrative more than ever before, and Dr. Wodak's voice got lost in the endless repetition of the fear-mongering media outlets. He was set aside and shamed as yet another tinfoil hat conspiracy nutter, deranged and dangerous to our society. Did you know that 58% of infant deaths occurred within 3 days of vaccination and 75% within a week? Now those are the official numbers, meaning the real numbers are probably even higher. Ever heard of the sudden infant death syndrome, also known as cot death or crib death? It is the sudden unexplained death of a child of less than 1 year of age. SIDS usually occurs during sleep. In the US, about 3,400 babies die of SIDS each year. The sad truth is that parents whose baby died of SIDS were often accused of killing their baby by shaking it or by smothering it. Many of those parents ended up in jail. Many were innocent. Can you imagine the horror? First, your precious baby dies. Then you are accused of its death? Any possible connection with the vaccination the baby just received is fervently denied by the authorities. You are sentenced to several years in prison. Your family is destroyed, and you get the blame. God knows how many parents had to go through this hell and never fully recovered from it. When you hear what's actually in those vaccines, you will understand that the correlation between SIDS and vaccinations is not based on coincidence, as the CDC wants us to believe. Not only that, it is well known by the authorities and the vaccine producers. Now, if this doesn't make you mad, we don't know what will. So, here we go. Number 9. Did you know that the following adjuvants are used in vaccines? Thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative. For years, pro-vaxxers have been trying to deny the use of mercury in vaccines. Yet, thimerosal, and thus mercury, is present in the following vaccines. Also, DTaP vaccines are still recommended and administered to pregnant women. This slide is actually just a summary. This is the official list of risks. Feel free to pause. May be fatal if swallowed, inhaled, or in contact with skin? Can anybody please explain to us why we inject this poison into children? Then, our second vaccine ingredient, formaldehyde, an embalming fluid, present in the vaccines against. Still, the CDC assures the public that the small amounts of formaldehyde in vaccines are safe, but offers no studies to back such a claim. When the entire childhood vaccine schedule is taken into account, a child will have had almost 1,600 micrograms of formaldehyde injected into its body by the age of 6. Why the heck add an embalming fluid to a vaccine? Then, aluminum, yet another heavy metal, used in vaccines against. On day one of life, infants receive 17 times more aluminum than would be allowed if doses were adjusted per body weight, which they are not. At the current time, there are no known or published studies specifically defining levels of aluminum in any vaccine product based on safety studies of aluminum. According to the FDA's guidelines, 850 micrograms of aluminum is what is deemed safe for an adult. However, the amounts of aluminum a tiny infant receives drastically surpasses the safety levels. Following the current vaccination schedule, an infant gets 1,225 micrograms of aluminum by 2 months of age, and 4,925 micrograms by 18 months. Furthermore, a safe level of aluminum has never been established for infants and children. Then, fetal tissue. Vaccines must be grown in a substrate, which simply means that it takes living tissue to grow the microscopic vaccine ingredients. For decades, that living tissue has been aborted fetus cells. This is common knowledge, but not many people know that an Italian research study performed by Corvelva showed that the MMRV vaccine, manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline, contained an entire human genome. Now, the maximum limit of fetal DNA in vaccinations is set on 10 nanograms. This MMRV vaccine, however, went 325 times over that limit. This is both insane and outrageous. These so-called fetal cells are only used to grow viruses. Excuse used by vaccine manufacturers has turned out to be a plain lie. More studies have shown that vaccines contain unacceptably high levels of fetal DNA fragment contaminants. Oh, and by the way, this particular MMRV vaccine gave the researchers of Corvelva an extra shock. Not only did they find an entire human genome, they also discovered as good as no rubella virus, which should have been there. Instead, they found an alarming amount of bacteria and viruses that should not have been there, some of which carcinogenic. And on top of that, they discovered fungi, yeast, and worms. That's right. The stuff we inject into little babies contain retroviruses of humans and birds, other viruses of monkeys and horses, immunodeficiency viruses of humans and monkeys, in other words, fragments of HIV, and platyhelminthes worms. But hey, vaccines are safe! Then, cancer cells. Vaccines contain cancer cells for the exact same reason they contain fetus tissue. Cancer cells, too, are excellent nutrient mediums. They have the capacity to speed up the growth of whatever grows on them. But, just like we just saw with the fetal tissue, it goes further than that. There have been quite a few scandals in the past about full-on cancer cells in, for instance, polio vaccines, that of course were efficiently swept under the carpet by the mainstream media. Last but not least, Nagalase, an enzyme that is secreted by virus-infected cells and by cancerous cells in the process of tumor invasion. Please take a moment to let that sink in. Let me repeat. An enzyme that is secreted by virus-infected cells and by cancerous cells in the process of tumor invasion. How on earth can that be good? Well, it can't be good. And it isn't good. Nagalase prevents the body from producing its best friend, the natural immune booster called globulin component macrophage activating factor. GCMAF activates macrophages, a certain type of white blood cells that attack cancer cells and other foreign invaders like a pit bull defending your body. But Nagalase deactivates your pit bull. As a result, everything bad, like cancer, can grow in your body without limitations. High levels of Nagalase have been found in patients with all sorts of cancer, autism, diabetes, immune disorders, plus viral and bacterial infections. Why on earth is this crap added to vaccines? Well, many doctors asked that same question. They started doing their own research and came up with the same shocking conclusion. Nagalase must have been added to the vaccines on purpose in order to slowly kill people. Not only that, they treated their patients with GCMAF, the pit bull activator, and with outstanding results. Their research findings did not exactly receive a warm welcome. More than 100 American doctors who investigated Nagalase in relation to cancer and autism ended up dead, murdered, suicided. If there's one thing we've learned from all our research, it's that the vaccine mafia accepts no opponents. And those who stand out, for instance, because of their former connection to that same mafia, and or for having a great amount of followers on social media, are silenced without mercy. Hard to digest, isn't it? And the list that we have presented, both in this episode and the previous ones, is far from being complete. What about electronic cigarettes and vaporizers? Do you believe they offer a safe alternative to normal cigarettes? Forget it. They have turned out to be just as harmful. Scientific studies have proven that e-cigarettes can cause cancer, heart problems, lung injury, and that they can damage and change your DNA due to the chemicals present in e-cigarette aerosols, like, for instance, formaldehyde and acrolein. And what about LED lights? Pushed and sold as energy-saving delights. Yet, the blue light in LED light bulbs radiates ultraviolet light that damages the retina of your eyes. It suppresses the production of melatonin by a factor of 5, causing sleep and mood problems. And it affects the cancer-fighting abilities of your body, remember? Did they tell you that at the store where you bought them, after your government had prohibited the sales of the good old-fashioned light bulb? And did you know that every big pharma product is based on crude oil? Every pill you swallow? Every candle that you burn contains paraffin, a waste product of the petroleum industry, releasing carcinogenic chemicals. And did you know that microwave ovens destroy all nutrients in whatever meal you put in them? Did you know mammograms contain so much radiation that one's entire breast is not only painfully squashed, but also exposed to an upgrade in one's chances of getting cancer? We could go on and on and on. Everything was done by design. There are no coincidences here. The Cabal's deep desire to get rid of the vast majority of us has been worked out in detail in every branch of society, in every aspect of our lives. Whether we die fast through wars and disease, or slow by poisoning us, doesn't matter. As long as we're gone by 2050. Max 500 million may survive to serve as obedient slaves in a new world order under the King of Kings. So, how are they going to finish us off? The ultimately perfected weapon to kill off millions of people in one go has already been activated. Do you want to know just how bad it is and what you can do about it? Then follow me to part 18.
What is happening with these tyrannical, satanic Luciferians is pure evil. And they will stop at nothing. And it's time we come together. Please get on the phone call tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern on Spaces, on The Christopher Key Show, where, again, we come in all together to go over this, to teach you how to truly take care of your temple, how for you to truly take care of law yourself, okay? We will teach you how to write these writs, how to file these affidavits, and whatnot that I believe is your best way, because anytime you take on an attorney from the bar, he serves the queen. Well, it's the king now because the queen died. But anyway, it is pure evil. And again, you can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of the temple. And I say it over and over again, there is no disease. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication. When the cells quit communicating with each other, I say this over and over again, and I have to because I've got to program you to wake the hell up. There is no disease. None. Zero zilch. There is no COVID. There is no AIDS. There is no measles. There is no mumps. It is a fabrication of the satanic Luciferian thing that they call health care. It is sick care. It is pharmakia. It is sorcery. All it is lack of cell-to-cell communications. The cells quit communicating. It causes inflammation. That inflammation is what they've given all these different names to. How do you fix it? I'm not a medical doctor. Thank God I don't practice anything. But I believe how you fix it first and foremost is these little pain chips right here. These pain chips, these energy chips are off the chart. Anywhere you got pain, you put this little pain chip where the pain is greatly decreased, if not gone instantly. No drugs, no chemicals. You take that little guy, you put one where the pain is, and you take two other, put above or below to try to encapsulate that area, and instantaneously, the pain, I believe, is greatly decreased. But don't believe me, okay? Go to knn.world right now. You give me your name, address, and email, and I'll ship these anywhere in the world for free, except my great state of Alabama. And if you want to really crank it up, this cloud right here is off the chart. This right here is a mat that is grounding on steroids, frequencies on steroids, Rife technology on steroids, Nikola Tesla technology on steroids, I believe. It will physically charge the body just like these chips do. And then you have to get rid of the toxins. How do you get rid of the toxins? Masterpiece. Masterpiece, I believe, is a miracle, a miracle, a miracle. Go read the studies. Go right now to knn.world, click on shop, and then click on Masterpiece. That will take you to the website where you can read all the clinical studies. You can read all the information. You scroll down all the way to the bottom, and right there on the bottom, it says affiliate. You click an affiliate, you give us a username and password, and now you're an affiliate, and you're locked in to pay no more than $52, a dollar a day. This is a 45-day supply. But more importantly, you're going to get a link that if you share that link and one person buys or two person or 10 people or 1,000 people buys, you're going to get 25% commission. And anybody that buys and then they sign up as an affiliate, you're going to get 5% of everything they sell. This is how we take back this country, by taking back the temple. And Masterpiece is a Miracle. Dr. Robert Young's in prison right now. I'll be in San Diego, California on the 28th, advocating for his freedom, because if his freedom is taken away, we the people have no more medical freedom ever again. This is a monumental case. Be there in San Diego, California with me. And finally, the icing on the cake, IGF-1 derived from deer antler velvet. This is the building block for life, I believe. Why are they killing the chickens? The chickens lay eggs. The eggs have what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That's what does everything. Don't believe me. Go ask Judy Mikovits. Ask Dr. Lee Merritt. Ask any anti-aging doctor in the world. They will tell you, if you want to stay young, if you want to slow down the aging process, you want to do synthetic HGH, human growth hormone. I can't afford it. Almost $4,000 a month. It's synthetic, so I won't have anything to do with it. And you have to inject it in your subcutaneous fat. Now, when you do that, your liver transfers it to what's called IGF-1, insulin-like growth factor. That is what does everything. Dr. Lentini has deer farms in New Zealand. His deer, their antlers are literally the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They grow an inch a day. Why do they grow so fast? The high concentration of IGF-1 that's on the tip of the antlers. He's been able to freeze dry it out, put in a lipo delivery system that his scientists have been at, that they patent, that gives your temple 98% absorption. Unheard of. But more importantly, he has the clinical studies to prove that if you do the 300,000, clinically it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is a game changer. But more importantly right now, what's a game changer is he just released the 600,000. The highest dosage used to be 300,000, but now we got the 600,000. And if you go to getigf1.com, use coupon code 11, he's going to give you another bottle for free, a 10% discount, and because we've got to make men men again, he's going to give you the Men's Edge also for free. This right here, I believe, is going to increase your test levels by 40%. 40%. I need men to be men again. If you went and bought HGH, you'd spend about $4,000. If you bought a cycle of testosterone, you'd spend about $100, about $4,100. Right here, for less than $250, you're going to get a cycle that is off the chart, I believe. Okay, some of you can't afford less than $250. That's okay. That's why Dr. Lentini has it as cheap as $50. $50, and if you buy any product at getigf1.com, you use coupon code 11, any product you buy, he's going to give you another product for free. Yes, you have to get on auto ship. You can cancel any time, but you give this 90 days, your temple, I believe, will be changed forever. And finally, we're not funded by big ag, big government. We're sure as hell not funded by big pharma, thank God. We're funded by you, the people. And if you want to get a part of what we're doing here at KNN.world, I need your help. For $17.76, you can be a founding member where you'll constantly get the biggest discounts on all our products. And we're going to give you $100 worth of energy chips every single month. We're going to give you $100 worth of the pain chips every single month. You pay $17.76, you're going to get $100 of pain chips and $100 worth of energy chips every single month. And we're going to give you the key report that is written once a week. You're going to get that report free every single week, where these topics has been prepared as if you were going to go do a jury trial. And with this evidence that we have in the key report, you would have a unanimous verdict, I believe. And we're going to give you access to all the videos that you won't find anywhere else. And we're going to give you access to Keys to Life University, where we're going to teach you how to be your own doctor, how to be your own lawyer. And it's all there for $17.76. I don't think that's too much to ask, because I will not take on a sponsor, because nobody will ever control this mouth except my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Plain and simple. Love you guys. God bless. Please, before I leave, comprehend the power that each and every one of you individually has, where you can take the information that you've learned here right now and you share it with one person. One will turn to two. Two will turn to four. And before you know it, 6.5 billion people around the world, around the world will finally comprehend the satanic Luciferian mass eugenics that is happening right here, right now. And it can stop if you share this information. We're censored on Facebook. We're censored on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Brighteon, even Rumble. But if you will make a comment, if you will share this, if you will retweet this, repost this, send it out as a text message, this is how we win the war. Are you with me or are you against me? Because if you're against me, you're against God, and you're for the satanic Luciferian mass eugenics that is happening right here, right now. They're coming for your grandma. They're coming for your grandpa. They're coming for you. And they're coming for your children. But more importantly, they're coming for your grandchildren. And my grandson will never, I repeat, never, will he look at me and say, Peepaw, why didn't you speak up? Peepaw, why didn't you speak out? I'm doing my part. I got a lot to do, and I promise you through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I, through God, will get it done. Are you doing your part? Share this far and wide. Love you guys. Never forget, Christ is key. ChristIsKey.life, and you can find everything at knn.world, the Key News Network.world. Please join us every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern to get the call that I believe will bring everybody together so that we can come together and have fellowship and frequency, and we can finally realize how we're all together. And when we come together and we're quit divided, we win this war. Love you guys. God bless. Christ is.
What these researchers found was that vaccinated children had 4.29 times the rate of asthma, 3.03 times the rate of atopic disease, 5.96 times the rate of autoimmune disease, and 5.53 times the rate of neurodevelopmental disorders.
A number of different diagnoses, including diabetes and ADHD, and a number of them, in the unvaccinated group, there was zero. In other words, all these chronic diseases that we're accepting, the reality is maybe 99% of them don't have to exist in children. That's not the way God made us. They looked at over 47,000 Medicaid claims between 1999 and 2011. Those who were vaccinated versus unvaccinated, I'd say an odds ratio of like 2.81. 2.81 to 1. So that would be 181% increase. Epilepsy seizures, 252%. Learning disorders, 581%. If you look at all these different diagnoses, they're all higher. For example, I'll just give you one example. Learning disorders in the full term is 581%. In the preterm, the ones who are vaccinated, 884% increase. Every single vaccine has an excipient that is a human toxin. Human toxin. Human toxin.